Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day. Welcome to Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston, along with my co-host Brian Tankersley. We are so pleased to talk to you today about Dynamics 365. We're going to actually cover multiple versions with you in our time together. So, Brian, what would you like our listeners to know about Dynamics 365?
Well, this is a product that's not a direct competitor with QuickBooks. This is a mid-market product. So this is really, we're talking about the Dynamics 365 applications. The Dynamics, you know, we'll talk about multiple ones. This product is really targeted at NetSuite and Sage Intacct and some of the other mid-market applications. It's not as much, again, targeting QuickBooks and Xero and those applications. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess I'm going to do a little history with our listeners simply because many of the prior names are still well known. But if you think about the merger acquisitions that Microsoft has executed in the accounting software space, they picked up what was formerly Great Plains, renaming it Dynamics GP, which has become part of the Dynamics 365 suite. They picked up what was Navision, which became Dynamics NAV, which is really Dynamics 365 Business Central today. They picked up the Xapta suite, which became Dynamics AX, which is really the Dynamics 365 finance and operation features today. And they also picked up Solomon, which became Dynamics SL, which is again part of the Dynamics 365 suite. So if you think about Dynamics 365, there are multiple different modules that have been acquired over time. And let me just name a couple of more, because one of those was the CRM product, which came out of Ireland and became part of their suite, as well as the reporting tool FRX, which evolved into multiple different iterations since that was acquired. But today, the newly reworked and modernized Dynamics 365 has become a very unified platform. As you would expect, the integrations into the Microsoft 365 suite are actually pretty solid at this point. And, historically, there is not really as much integration as you might expect with the Microsoft 365 a family of products. Now, let's just maybe play a bit of the what's included. I think is probably good from a module perspective, Brian, if that makes sense to you. Because the easiest way for most of you listeners to see this is if you search on Dynamics 365 pricing, you'll actually see a screen where Microsoft has laid out their customer data platform, their sales platform, their services platform, and sales and service are really the functions around CRM. Then they have their marketing and commerce platform, their supply chain platform, HR, which is inside the product, the finance platform, which is probably what most of you are interested in that are listening today, the project management piece, and then, of course, what they consider their small and medium business product, which really is the Business Central, which does have customer service and sales integrated together. Now, all of those different modules can be purchased independently from each other. And the best way to think about it is there's overall purchase that occurs. And then every module that you extend also includes, a small uplift in the price point. So for our purposes, we're going to assume that the base price point of the Dynamics 365 suite is going to be $130 or so for Business Central, $180 or so for the high-end piece. Now, again, I don't want to spend all our time talking about pricing today, Brian, but those different modules have different prices, and the pricing page is really where you can see a lot of that. So now you and I have had the good fortune of seeing a fair bit of this product demonstrated and selected by our clients over the last 2 years at all levels. And, you know, I'm going to talk maybe a little bit more about the integrations here in a minute and how Dynamics 365 plays into Microsoft 365 and the Power Automate platform and Power BI platform, and then how it connects on the back end. But from the demonstrations that we saw, Brian, is there particular attributes that you'd want most of our listeners to make sure they didn't miss?
Well, I think it's important to understand that when you get into the Dynamics 365 for finance and operations, that's really a tier two product. So that is a high-end mid-market product with a high-end mid-market price. However, it has significant workflow capabilities in it, as do all the products. If I'm looking at, or thinking about the other products in the suite, the CRM functionality, I think, is critical because, I think when we think about making your business more digital, one of the more important things that you need to do is you need to take your operational and sales workflows and put them in a workflow management system where you can manage them in a process with a queue. And so one of the things this does is it does a very nice job of doing just that. So it's going to reduce the amount of email, hopefully, that you have going around, but it's going to increase the focus you have on what you're actually doing. So it's going to make it much easier to manage based on metrics as opposed to managing based on walking around. One of the things you also need to know is that Satya Nadella, the current CEO of Microsoft, actually worked in the Dynamics business for many years. And so what you need to remember here is that this is a strategic application suite or a strategic, business applications or a strategic initiative for Microsoft. So even though they're out here running billions and billions of dollars, and this business is somewhere around $1 billion a year, $1 billion as opposed to 10 or 15 or 20, like their data centers. If we're doing that, what you have to remember here is this is something that is fundamental, that's baked into the organization that they are committed to. Yeah. And
so that is absolutely spot on. And in fact, in all these systems, Brian, the financials are really at the core, and they are world-class financials. They are multilingual. They are multi-currency, and everything else in the systems is wrapped around the financials. Now, whether you're dealing with Business Central, which in my mind is a little easier to customize and set the...
It's more of it's a tier four product. So it's a low-end mid-market. It's the segment right above QuickBooks Enterprise and so forth. Okay, so they're same segmentation as Sage Intacct and some of the other products like that.
And because of that easier setup integration, I think that'll be easier for many of our users to maintain. And unless you're going to be running a very large-scale business, Business Central may be enough. Now, these tools all have elements of procurement and sourcing. They have product management capabilities. They all have distribution, which is a big deal, including multiple warehouses. Manufacturing is included, and depending on how you progress up through the Dynamics 365 family, you can do discrete and process and lean manufacturing. There's integrations into Power BI. So the business intelligence gives you these browser-based dashboards and drill-down capability. There's project management throughout. Of course, as Brian led off with, the customer engagement is there. And so many of our organizations are trying to use a CRM like Salesforce, which is standalone and not necessarily connected to the accounting. You know, it makes it harder in my mind to get a good, accurate pipeline, to do a quote to cash type of cycle and so forth. It can be done with Salesforce and the integrations into some of the other platforms. But I prefer the systems that have the CRM integrated along the way. So customer engagement becomes a big deal. There's also transportation mechanisms inside here, as well as HR, human capital throughout the product. And payroll is also integrated along the way. So if you start looking at these various functions, each one of them is almost a project to implement by themselves. But if you look at it all being connected, then that starts extending them out to specialty industries. So the retail side of it, or maybe the field service side we might refer to along the way. So, you know, each one of the functions, you've got to say, okay, the financials, which we're concerned about, are probably going to be sufficient or maybe even superior to anything that we get in the lower grade systems. And then it becomes a function of how much do I need in my CRM, field service, sales operations. And that will determine a little bit of the level of product here as well. So, you know, Brian, I guess thinking about some of the other functions that are out here, clear. It's clear we also get integration to, you know, Outlook and a lot of the traditional, but I'll let you go for a moment.
So we also get global, these are global products. So they all handle multi-currency, multi-language. They all handle different ways of calculating value-added tax, which is something we have to do in pretty much every other industrialized country in the world. And many of these are used in countries where we have a lot of cross-border VAT issues. So you can do, you know, especially for global companies, this becomes very attractive as you're trying to work through those.
Mm-hmm. So it turns out, though, that not only are the base systems there, but just like the add-on communities that you're used to in the low end, in the Intuit QuickBooks world or the Xero world where there's app stores, there are actually it's called App Source for Microsoft, which extends these products with hundreds of apps. The last count that I knew on Business Central, for example, there were over 500 apps that extended that for just as a few examples. Sonic Commerce was there, or Payroll Now was there, a visual production schedule was there, and so forth. So they're very specific to industry pieces along the way. Now, the installation of Dynamics 365 is done by partners. The partners are fairly sophisticated. They're good business analysts along the way. They also understand the product level. So when they're analyzing your businesses, they will assist with the best ways to implement that, in effect, bringing best practices to the deal. So, you know, Brian, I guess I'm just thinking about what would be helpful to our listeners from other fronts related to Dynamics 365. Again, these are such big products, it's hard to summarize in a short podcast, but, you know, the basic positioning, as you've said, mid-market accounting software, covering really tier 4 to tier 2. In other words, if I was doing this, probably $10 million up to maybe billion-dollar businesses that have manufacturing distribution type of needs with strong international multi-currency finance consolidation and so on.
Now, I would say that you could probably do, you know, if we're talking about Business Central, we can do certainly $10 million up to maybe a billion, maybe a half billion, three quarters of a billion, I mean, depending on the industry. Business Central will handle manufacturing pretty good. When we start looking at bigger businesses, we could go even bigger than $1 billion in sales if we went with Dynamics 365 for finance and operations. You know, that's really a competitor to the SAP all-in-one second tier SAP product. You know, it's going to compete with Oracle Financials and Workday. You and I actually saw that product up against NetSuite and was the other product in that mix.
Exact.
Yeah. So we saw those mixed up against each other. And so again, we're talking about a pretty high end application.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, the bottom line here is if your clients are on entry level systems and they need to get onto something bigger, there are a half a dozen mainstream mid-market products. Dynamics 365 is certainly one of those mainstream mid-market products. It's a good, safe landing zone for upgrades, but it's powerful and it's complex. So you'll need to caution your clients to be ready for a fairly sophisticated implementation. But the installers that are out there that do this are commonly quite good and the best I can tell, trustworthy. So in any case, that's probably a fair overview. Brian, any other parting thoughts?
I think it's critical that you get the right installer with the right industry experience that already understands your industry and already understands as much of your business as possible, because there will be, as you get into these more complex installations, there will be complex issues that have to be dealt with. And, we've seen a lot of people that just used any installer that was local have significant failed implementations where where the installer got in there and they thought the business was saying one thing, but because they didn't understand the lingo and they didn't understand the business transactions going on, they implemented the software improperly, creating a lot of extra work for everybody. Yep. So it's critical that you get the right installers.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, we appreciate you spending time with us on another Technology Lab. We look forward to having you with us in a future session. Have a good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.